The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Down, I'll get another cup.
Hello, Eleanor. You take cream and sugar?
Hello. No, just a little milk if you have it.
Bring in some milk, too, dear.
All right.
It was such a lovely day, I thought I'd stop by. Oh, I brought in your mail.
Oh, thanks, Eleanor. Anything that looks interesting?
Oh, I didn't look at it.
How could you resist? I always love to look over everybody's mail.
I do, too. Here's one for you, Aunt Effie.
Thanks.
And Aunt Martha. Telephone bill. Now, what's this? Oh, my goodness.
What? You need a cup so I can pour Eleanor some coffee.
Aunt Effie!
What?
What's the matter?
A
letter from a Clement publication. Oh, my heavens!
Well, who's that, dear?
Yes, who's that?
Who's that? Well, that's your story contest, Aunt Effie.
Oh, yes!
I'd almost forgotten. Well, that was weeks ago when we were entering all those contests.
Contests?
Oh, yes, Eleanor, so I'd get money to go to Europe.
Ooh.
You know the kind of thing you tell while you're like so-and-so cake flour or something in 25 words. And this was a...
It's a short story contest. 25 prizes of $1,000 each.
$1,000?
Yes!
For heaven's sake, don't stand there like a bump on a log. Open the envelope.
These days, Americans seem especially news conscious. Of course, that's not at all surprising. Not a day passes that doesn't witness events packed with significance for the future of the nation and of the world. Most of us, however, don't have much time to devote to keeping up with the news, even in such tense times as these. There just doesn't seem to be enough minutes in the day. There are, however, 15 minutes each morning and 15 more each evening that aware Americans have learned to devote as a minimum to keeping up with their world. In the morning, there's a fresh survey of latest overnight developments on the World News Roundup, including direct reports from CBS News correspondents on many news fronts. Each night, it's a quarter hour well spent, tuning in radio's most complete evening news roundup, The World Tonight. Each morning, The World News Roundup. Each evening, The World Tonight. The best informed listeners are those who make it a point to be listening as a minimum to these outstanding worldwide CBS News surveys daily over most of these CBS radio stations.
Well, that is ridiculous. That is just ridiculous.
I don't care, Aunt Effie. I will not open the letter. It isn't addressed to me. And I don't believe in a wife opening her husband's mail and it says Mr., not Mrs.
Well, I don't see how you can stand the suspense.
Well,
I really don't. Why don't we steam it open and then glue it up again?
Oh, Aunt Effie, no. Now stop tempting me.
I don't think he'd care at all.
Well,
my goodness, if that has a check for $1,000, why... But all your worries are over. You have money to go to Europe.
Oh, now, don't you think that... Well, no, I really don't think she should open it if it's addressed to him.
No.
I opened one of Fred's letters once, and I never heard the end of it. And it was only a circular.
Well, give it to me. I'll open it. I'll say I opened it by mistake.
Oh, no, now stop it, Aunt Effie. Please, now, you'll be home in an hour, and then we'll... Husband, I can't believe it. It must be a check. Why else would they write us back?
Yes, that's my point. They never write back and say you didn't win.
But I don't understand. If you submitted the story, why is the letter addressed to him? Oh, it's so crazy, Eleanor, really. Actually, he wrote the story.
No, he didn't. We did.
Yes.
I don't know what's so funny, but I'd like to get in on the joke. Wait till she hears about the abominable snowman.
I'm sorry, Eleanor. I'll try to explain. Oh, if we won a prize, I just can't believe it. It's all so crazy. It was a contest down in one of those pulp magazines. You were supposed to write the greatest adventure of your life in 1,500 words. Well, as you know, there's only one person in this family who thinks of himself as a writer.
Oh, my, yes. Wasn't he going to write a book when you got his new house built and he had his very own dam?
Oh, yes.
I'm afraid my nephew is like a lot of people who just know they could turn out masterpieces if they only had the time to sit down and write.
Well, Aunt Effie, that's not fair. I think he could if he'd just get at it. Anyhow, it's a wife's duty to encourage her husband, and heaven knows I'm... encouraged him to enter this contest. Well, he stayed up all night writing, Ellen.
All night?
Yes, the contest was closing. He had to finish it by the deadline so we could mail it. Well, after all that, he ripped the story up.
Ripped it up? Why?
Oh, he said it was awful. He hated it. It wasn't right.
Well, it wasn't right.
Well, I
know.
What
he wrote was just a nice little story about taking a 3-day hike in the woods alone when he was 14. And met a bear or something. Well, that isn't the kind of stories these magazines want. They want real exciting adventures. Well, we certainly concocted one, didn't we?
You see, Ellen, after we went to work, we fished his story out of the wastebasket, and we pieced it together and just used parts of it.
Honestly, we had more fun. We changed his walking in the woods to climbing the Himalaya Mountains.
The Himalaya? Yes, and Effie's always wanted to be a mountain climber, believe it or not, so she was the authority, having read dozens of books, apparently, on Annapurna and Mount Everest.
And we had blizzards and avalanches.
Oh, really?
We had him carving footholds in the ice,
swinging over icy crevices. Dear, and Effie was ironing, and I was sitting in the kitchen with a typewriter, and you know we were just being silly, really, weren't we? I mean, making it as fantastic as we could, never dreaming anything would come of it. I mean, what we wrote, you know, was just ridiculous. And then to top it off.
Tell her. Well, we had him almost capturing an abominable snowman.
You did what? I don't know what you're talking about. It seems to be funny, but I don't get it.
Well, you've heard of the abominable snowman,
no.
Ellen.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Eleanor.
Yeah.
You know that strange creature that's supposed to be roaming in the Himalayas, but nobody's ever captured one?
No, never heard of it.
Oh, my gosh, not everybody had. Anyhow, that's what we wrote, and it was awful. I mean, as I said, we're just being silly. We wrote things like, something like, suddenly this half-man, half-animal with wing-like arms came toward me through the blizzard. Should I go on or turn back?
Really? And we typed it up and mailed it in.
Oh, my heavens. You surely couldn't have won $1,000 for such nonsense.
I don't know. All I know is we mailed it in.
I'm so curious myself. I'm tempted now to agree with your Aunt Effie and say, open the letter.
No. It's addressed to him. Let him have the pleasure of... Oh, dear. Oh, just thought of something. Remember how pleased he was, Aunt Effie, when we told him we mailed his story in anyhow?
Oh, yeah.
You also remember how displeased he was when we just started to tell him that we'd, changed a few things.
Mm.
He was furious thinking we'd even tampered with a word or two. I mean, he doesn't really know what we did. We never did tell him. Never dreaming anything would come of this.
Oh, listen, if you've all won $1,000, he won't care how you won it.
No, I should say not.
I guess not. Oh, I can't wait until he gets home.
You're kidding.
No, really, you're kidding. Open it. It came this afternoon, and she would not open it because it was addressed to you.
Oh, my God. You could have opened it and phoned me.
It's addressed to you, honey. What does it say? Is there a check? What does it say, dear?
Oh, for the love of Mike.
What is it?
How do you like that?
What is it?
When did you mail the story?
I mailed it that day, and after you...
I'm sorry to inform you that your entry, The Greatest Adventure of My Life, was not submitted in time to comply with the deadline of the contest, which closed midnight March 31st.
I don't understand that.
Well, it was mailed in plenty of time.
Yes, Aunt Effie mailed it. You went out to mail it while I started dinner that day.
Well, for Pete's sake, I stay up all night to write the thing and it doesn't even get mailed in time.
It was mailed in time. It said midnight.
I mailed it about 5:30 in the afternoon.
Did you take it to the post office?
Of course, post office. I put it in the mailbox at the village store, and the man said there was another pickup that evening. That's what he said.
Well, it should have been taken to the post office to make sure.
Don't yell at Aunt Effie like that. That time you weren't even going to submit the story. You said what you wrote was terrible.
Well, it certainly wasn't that bad. In fact, you both thought it was good, Pete. You mailed it in.
Well, now it's too bad. Maybe it's just as well these things happen, dear. Maybe it's all for the best.
What do you mean by that? All the trouble I went through to write it.
She just wants to disappoint you, that's all.
Well, it seems to me that... Hey, wait.
What's that?
Wait a minute. Listen to this. I was so bowled over by that first line, I didn't read the rest of this. You better sit down, both of you. Wait till you hear this.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. When it comes to top daytime listening entertainment, here's a three-way program parley that's a sure winner. One, Arthur Godfrey Time. Two, House Party with Art Linkletter. And three, The Galen Drake Show. This talented trio is on hand each Monday through Friday over CBS Radio to make sure your day doesn't have a ghost of a chance of being dull. Arthur Godfrey, armed with a ukulele and wielding his sparkling wit to good effect, comes your way with mellow song styling and droll conversation. Art Linkletter, who throws some of Hollywood's happiest house parties, concocts scores of fun-filled games. He invites the youngsters to be on hand, too, with bright, uninhibited comments, often on the startling side. Then there's Galen Drake, with his warm, winning way at spinning a yarn or sharing a curious new discovery. CBS Radio's Arthur Godfrey Time, Art Linkletter's House Party, and The Galen Drake Show make a sound difference in your weekday listening and a different sound daytimes on this station.
$200? They're paying you $200?
Listen, we were fascinated by your very unusual adventure, however, and wish to purchase your story at our usual standard rate. We're going to publish it. How about that? Aren't you pleased? What's the matter? You just stand there.
Yeah, I just don't understand it.
You don't understand it? Well, that's a nice thing to say. I knocked myself out to write a story, and you're surprised somebody thinks it's good enough to publish.
No, dear.
Well, of course, I must admit myself, I didn't think my adventure was that unusual, but, I mean, who am I to argue, huh? Well, what's the matter with you two? You both act more surprised than I am. You didn't believe me when I said I was sure I could write, huh?
Oh, what are you doing?
Well, dear, I think you'd better sit down. It's something that I...
Well, I'll admit it. It doesn't mean much, you know, writing for a cheap magazine, but it's a start. It's a start. And just a minute. Now, look, I want to say something else. Now, I'm not going to make a fuss over it because, well, this did sell, despite the fact that you changed the word here and there, you said. But don't ever do that again. Now, ever. You understand? All right. Now, I'm going to call Mother. I'm going to call Mother. Boy, will she be tickled. $200. Wait a minute.
Hello? He's certainly made it easy for you to tell him, hasn't he?
You know, come to think of it, I don't believe I will tell him what we did, Aunt Effie. Mm-hmm. He'll never know the difference. They don't put the author's name on those true experiences in those magazines anyhow.
Well, that's right.
So this way he is just encouraged to really do some writing. See?
He is?
What about us?
Oh, you need the money to go to Europe? Tomorrow we'll sit down and write. I was trapped by a headhunter in the Amazon jungle.
Oh, Effie, really? Come on, I think we better get trapped in the kitchen getting dinner.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt with Margaret Hamilton and Dorothy Duckworth and is produced by Walter Hart.